I think the Jubilee line was a changing point for London Underground. And I think that the Jubilee line really moved the railway from being a kind of slightly scruffy, seedy place into something that was more akin to an airport. And that the fact that passenger experience was absolutely very high on the agenda. And one of the things with the passenger experience, and one of the going back to the melody with a little bit of jazz, Roman Poletti always used to say that there needed to be a little bit of rhythm that ran through, and that little bit of rhythm was the common parts of the station. So the speaker systems, the camera systems, the platform edge doors. And they developed, and we were very much involved with the platform edge door design, which was slightly frustrating at the time. In a way, it was as frustrating as the escalators, because in Bilbao, we'd used glass-sided escalators and the latest technology. In London Underground, the escalators were specified that they would be the London Underground standard escalators, which had been designed back in the 1950s, and that was what they could maintain, and that was what they tested them for robustness, and that was what they were going to have. Platform edge doors was a completely new thing. And yet in Hong Kong, platform edge doors had already been introduced and they were working. And the interesting thing about the platform edge doors out in Hong Kong was that they sealed the tunnel, which kept the brake dust off the platforms, which kept the platforms cleaner. But also they allowed the train air conditioning systems to work. But when we came to look at the implementation in London Underground, there was a requirement because of train fires that they wanted the platform edge doors to be open to deal with the piston effect coming through in the station to alleviate the danger of fire, and we had to have a smoke hood over the top of ours to control smoke and hold smoke if the train was on fire. So they never got sealed, which was a shame, because that would have solved a huge amount of issues with brake dust and the cleanliness of the stations. However, the stations are much cleaner. And I think, again, you know, we broke all the rules, because London Underground, for example, on their roundel size, they had specific rules over the size of a roundel that you could have. At Canary Wharf, if you look at the seats on the platform, you'll see the roundels are bigger than anywhere else on London Underground. And the reason for that was we said they had to be bigger because the station was bigger. And I think it was all a combination of these things. And actually looking at quality, looking at the quality of the systems that were being put in, that then lifted the whole quality of the Jubilee line. And, you know, it was really... you know, it was driven by architecture, it was driven by product design. And it's always very difficult with products, because there's always a tendency for products to get out of control in terms of what they look like. And there were many examples on London Underground where there were chocolate machines and there were crazy information points that had been designed by independent product designers who obviously wanted to make something of their design. And Roland and his team worked with us very hard to actually almost dumb the product design down to something that was almost timeless and simple. Because if it was timeless and simple, then it wasn't arguing, it wasn't shouting against any of the architecture, and therefore it wasn't affecting this tune that was running through all the stations. It was just a little harmony that ran through. And that was how Roland always described it.